It's Rosie on the House. Here and available at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348 to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. In particular, in this hour, we've invited special guest Brad Patassi from the city of Maricopa, firefighter, paramedic, and public information officer for the fire department. And we wanted to talk about fire safety because this is Fire Safety Month, right?
It is. And specifically to this week, starting on the 4th and ending today, is Fire Prevention Week. So a lot of attention to what we can do in our homes to make sure that we're fire safe.
The city of Maricopa. Do you know how hard that is for me to say?
Yes, it's a great city out there.
I first drove through Maricopa in 1964.
It's changed a little bit since the 60s. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah. Wow. But still the home of the headquarters restaurant.
Absolutely. One of the best burritos in all of Arizona, I can
in
say.
In all headquarters
face,
restaurant.
Sure.
I know when we drove through there in 64, it was there.
Yep.
Because we stopped and ate there.
Absolutely.
I don't know how long it's been there.
It's still going strong.
Jennifer and I were there for breakfast a month ago.
You know, Brad, we went in, we sat down. It's packed full of people. We sit down. The guy next to us turns around and goes, "Oh, hey, Rosie. I can't go anywhere with him."
The legends.
The legends.
Absolute legends.
Yeah. Well, he was a friend from town. It was just coincidental.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was there having breakfast at the same time.
I have to pay people to recognize me.
Yeah. Me too.
You know, it's a great thing about radio is, you know, a lot of, and until I open my mouth, most people don't know who I am. That's the great thing about radio.
Absolutely.
You don't want to open your mouth. I don't want to open my mouth when I'm in line checking out of a hardware store.
You'll never be able to leave.
They say, "Rosie, can you just help me with this one? This is what I'm doing. Which one on the aisle? What should I pick?"
That's why it takes you so long.
Yeah, every trip to the hardware store, I'm pretty mum. I shake my head a lot. Hey, well, we've got you in here to talk about fire safety. Let's start by just, you know, we're talking about the city of Maricopa. When I first saw it in the 60s, you couldn't even call it a village. You couldn't even call it a hamlet. I mean, it was a couple houses. It was the headquarters restaurant, and it was pecan orchards and cotton farms and dairies. And it was just the wide open, beautiful Arizona horizons.
It is. It's still part of the beautiful Arizona horizons. We incorporated in 2003. We now have a population that is going, we're going through a mid-year census, but we should see our numbers around 50,000.
Now, when y'all incorporated in 2003, I'm going to get, y'all had to be under 5,000.
We were. We were in 2000 census, it was about 1,200. And so it's really made a big growth. We have a great community down there. It's truly a family-friendly environment. We have beautiful subdivisions and growing infrastructure, and it'd be exciting to see what we've done in the last 10 years and where city leadership plans to bring it in the next 10.
Well, from Maricopa on the west to Eloy, Coolidge, Florence on the east, I don't think people realize how many rooftops are in Pinal County.
Oh, it's incredible. Maricopa alone has, you know, close to 18,000 rooftops in it now, and with plans to grow. Casa Grande's been doing a great job in improving their infrastructure and growing out as well. All of Pinal County's, it's a really exciting time to be down in Pinal County and witness truly cities being grown, where on the East Coast, they go back 200-300 years.
Oh, yeah.
In Arizona, it's a real unique experience to witness it firsthand.
Now, in unique experiences, it's got to be unique experience for the city of Maricopa Fire Department. I'm going to say that all hours. City of Maricopa Fire Department. To be dealing, I mean, the average age of housing inventory in your entire city is less than 20 years old.
Absolutely. And we witnessed most of it being built. The fire department has gone through some incredible transitions. In 2005, we transitioned from a fire district to a full-time fire district, from volunteer to full-time. 2007, we were annexed and incorporated within the city. So our infrastructure has really changed. And we have new fire leadership that's come in over the last 2 years. It's just doing an incredible job. But for us, firefighters and crews out there, we've seen subdivisions being built. So we've had the unique opportunity to go in and from pad to framing all the way out to the finishing work to really witness how these homes are being built. And it's really helped us as firefighters get familiar with the tactics and strategies we need to know specific to the housing.
Well, the great thing about dealing with a community with that new of housing stock. Now, Maricopa is probably one of the only cities in Arizona I haven't built in. Were y'all mandating fire sprinklers from day one?
No, unfortunately not yet. But we are still advocating for it.
Okay.
We don't have the mandate. It's still homes under 5,000 square feet are exempt at this time. And we're going to mandate. We're going to still advocate for those improvements.
Now, y'all did, code did require smoke detectors.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And back then, when Maricopa was exploding, I imagine it's similar to, you know, building up here in Glendale or Scottsdale or Phoenix at the time. We were asked as builders to put a smoke detector outside the bedroom door in the hall as high as possible, and then a CO2 detector any place that we had a gas-fired mechanical unit or a fireplace.
And that's correct, and that's really what we consider a minimum requirement.
Okay.
This week, one of our big messages is hear the beep where you sleep.
And that's upgrading the number of detectors in your home.
It is, and depending on the size of your home and the bedrooms you have, it could be a substantial upgrade, but it's also enhancing the safety.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to ensure that anybody living in the house, if there's an incident that happens during the nighttime hours, they're aware of it as fast as possible. Fire is incredibly fast. It burns hot. And the quicker that we can respond to an emergency in the house, the quicker, the more advantage the residents can have in survivability and also protecting the house.
Well, and I know enough about fire and knowing firefighters that people assume that they're always going to be awakened by the heat, the noise, or whatnot. I think they seriously underestimate the toxicity and the quantity of the smoke and how easily they can be overtaken.
Absolutely. And with the modern day building construction, we have a lot more products in the house built of plastics, of polyesters, of really synthetic fibers. And what we've witnessed in the fire service over the last 30 years is that our old style legacy homes where couches were made of cotton and there's real thick lumber, not kind of the lightweight trusses, homes are able to burn longer in safer environments for residents to leave. That's not the day in this modern age of building construction and all the material in the house. It's just like burning a tin cup or a plastic cup, rather. It gets extremely hot. It off-gases very toxic chemicals into the environment. So you could have a fire starting on in your living room. The bedrooms could be on the complete other side of the house. And that heat and the smoke and the fumes may be what gets the residents in that side of the house well before the fire works its way down there.
So if y'all are looking to put a smoke detector in every bedroom, basically, is the new national fire safety kind of standard, that could get cost prohibitive if it is all a hardwire system to an existing security system. What's y'all's feeling on just a good battery operated system?
Just as great. As long as it's maintained properly, and we want to make sure residents are checking the batteries once a month. Batteries need to be replaced once a year. And that's really a preventative message to make sure that there's no fault in that smoke detector. You know, they're bad batteries. You know, manufacturing process, things can go wrong. You could put in a fresh battery, and it may not last as long as anticipated. That's why we really want to encourage residents to be checking that. But a good battery detector is just as effective as the hardwire. The only difference is that one battery detector will be going off in the alarm as opposed to the hardwire, where if there's a fault in one, then or a detection in one, the entire system lights
Everybody
up.
Everybody wakes up. Oh, boy. It reminds me of the only time in my life I tried smoking a cigarette. Grew up in a fairly large home. 5 sisters, 2 brothers. Mom's in the far side of the house, cooking. Had a friend buy me a pack of cigarettes. I thought, Rosie, the smartest thing you can do is go to your bedroom, get under the bed. The mattress will act as a filter. No one will know. Brad, I didn't have 2 puffs. Where my mom, 200 feet away from me on the far side of the house, who's smoking in this house? And I mean, her face was underneath that bed. I was so busted. You know what my penalty was?
What was that?
She would be put in jail today if a mother did this.
Times have changed.
I was put in the garage with the garage door up. It was my birthday, August. It was about 147 degrees in there, and she made me smoke the entire pack.
Oh.
Pretty smart lady.
Have you had one since?
Oh, no.
There you go.
No, I was sick. I was blue. Oh, yeah. I was green. I was purple for 3 days. Now, wouldn't a parent get put in jail for that today?
I'm a firefighter and not a and not a police officer, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that there'd be a lot of serious discussions with lawyers and cops following that treatment.
Man, well, she broke me of smoking. I promise you that.
Absolutely.
Now, you were talking that in the city of Maricopa that y'all are actually going through like a 10-year cycle in your average homes now. Those detectors the builders put in are waking up entire neighborhoods now.
We will. One of the less known facts that we've run into with smoke detector, smoke alarm awareness, is the fact that residents don't know that they actually expire. And so the lifespan that we're seeing is 10 years, and we recommend, and the U.S. Fire Administration recommends, all smoke detectors be replaced after 10 years. But we're seeing entire subdivisions now have false readings on their detectors and waking up families at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it is just because of that. Those contractors' packs, you know, when they built the subdivision in 2005, now all those detectors are starting to fail and go wrong. And you can tell a detector's failed if you're having that incessant chirping at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You go in, you change all the batteries, you blow out the detector, because especially during the changing of the seasons, now that we're going to start opening up the windows at night, the dust that's collected on the screen will blow into the house, and sometimes the detectors pick that up as smoke. But if you've blown out your detector, if you change the battery, there is an expiration date when you remove it from the wall. Check that out. If it's been installed around that 2004 to 2006 time, we've even seen some fail up to 2007, just go ahead and replace all the units.
The
in
entire
your house.
Unit.
Absolutely. The entire unit, as long as all the other units, especially if it's hardwired, because when one goes, odds are the other ones are going to fall pretty quick behind it.
Sleep where you can hear the beep. More fire extinguishers can sure be confusing. Let's talk those when we get back.
Absolutely.